everybody. This is Kristen Brinley, Real Producers. And I am here with Dee. Diliara, you are on our cover. And this is... I personally am just super excited about this one. You are a rising star with us. You're in your first 5 years of the business, and you already made it to a cover story. Which is kind of amazing. So you did 100 deals last year. You've done 178 million already in your career. What is it? 55 million this year already closed.
Yeah.
40 million last year. Like, good Lord, lady. And not only that, mother of four kids, building passive income through real estate. And, you know, this is just going to be really fun. I'm looking forward to this interview. So, you know, thanks for sharing your story with Real Producers. We appreciate it, Dee.
So thank you.
So tell us, you know, what are you focused on this year? You know, what's important to you this year? And like, and, you know, end of 2022 into 2023.
Well, this end of 2022, I finally realized that I have enough knowledge to pass it on to some other realtors right now. So I'm in search for really good 2-3 professionals that will create a team with me. And I'm just focused to provide in 2023 white glove service to all my clients. That's what I'm concentrated on. No clients will walk away unhappy from the transaction with me.
I love it. So, I mean, you have an amazing story. Can you sum up for us, like, why real estate? Like, how did this happen? You know, like, how did you end up in real estate?
Well, I always was a street person. I always liked driving around. I always liked to change environments. But somehow I ended up in the office environment and stuck there for a while. And I just realized that it's not my happy life to sit in the office from 9 to 6 and not seeing anything outside, not changing environment, same people, same 5 faces that I saw every day. So, I was thinking I did get licensed in 2014, but I started slowly until 2017. And 2017 is when I actually decided that's it. I'm turning into real estate fully because I just wanted to spend more time with my family. I wanted to check on my kids anytime in the day, which I was not able to do during the daytime in the office.
That makes a lot of sense. You do seem very happy out and about. You're even out today, like taking classes, and you're always learning and getting growing. Where are you from? Like, how did you end up, you know, in the spot to decide on real estate?
I was born in Uzbekistan, but shortly after moved to Crimea. Crimea is a piece of land that used to belong to Ukraine. Now it's part of Russia, but I grew up in Ukraine. Kid and I apologize I fully finished school in Crimea, and then for the university I went back to Uzbekistan and graduated international economic relationship in Uzbekistan. I apologize. As soon as I graduated, later after, I moved to United States and I got a master's degree here in business management and transition to the offices and then transition to the real estate.
Nice. So what has been most challenging for you as a realtor?
As a realtor, most challenging for me when the parties don't work as a one team. I really think that we realtors have to take not only clients as clients, we have to take title companies as our client, loan officers our client, other realtors our client. So I think we should all be pretty ethical and work together. So that's what was most challenging for me when the parties are not on the same page. And other dealing with clients' emotions, we know emotions are coming during the divorces, during the death, we're dealing with everything. But when parties actually don't know what they're doing, this is the most challenging for me.
I believe you. You know, in real estate, we work with the top 500 with Real Producers, right? Top 500 realtors only, but that's out of 20,000 in this greater area. So yeah, when you get someone who doesn't do a lot of deals, that probably can be frustrating.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, so what's been most rewarding, and how does this match with like your dreams and goals?
I do what I really love to do. I like that my lifestyle changes with the clients coming. I have emotional transactions. I have smooth transactions. I have happy transactions. I have sad transactions. I like that I live every day at full and basically living my dream life. I can't imagine doing anything else at this point other than real estate. And I can't add anything into it. I can add anything into it. I love it. I'm not hunting zillion, billion dollars. So I don't think I need it. But I'm a savvy investor as well. So I like to explore, and real estate life gives us a lot of opportunities to explore anything we want.
I love it. You seem truly happy with what you do, which I feel like gives people the best result when everybody's, you know, doing what they do. Define success for us. What does success mean to you, Dee?
The success means living my best life, loving what I do, and actually having great income from what I do, and have your family healthy by your side.
Well, speaking of family, tell us a little bit about your family. I mean, you have four kids. I mean, you're doing it all. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, I have four living children. My older son is 20, and he's also a real estate agent. You born me so I can help you with other kids. He does help a lot. We're actually three adults on three other children. And we're juggling their sports, we're juggling their activities. I have a living nanny at home that helps me a lot. She cooks, she makes sure kids did their homework by the time I get home. So yeah, we're kind of four adults juggling three kids. That's how I survive with my family and having dates with my husband. A lot of times we're having dates during the lunchtime, just because we want to spend evenings with kids. And sometimes we just go to movies or we travel without kids.
Hey, that sounds like great work-life balance right there too. You know, mm-hmm. all work together. I love that. What are you currently learning? Like, you know, books.
I mean, right now you dragged me out of insurance class. I'm learning insurance just because I wanted to, but I'm learning a lot. Sometimes I'm getting surprised how one-sided I became, because I always curious about real estate and how to improve my business. Then I stopped being curious about many, many things that I used to be. Before I found myself in real estate, I learned everything about everything. Sometimes it was history, sometimes it was geography. But even now, if I learn history, I want to learn real estate history. So everything is related to real estate. So I became very one-sided real estate learning person.
Could you tell people like maybe a couple of books that were really helpful or inspirational for real estate, or, you know, podcasts, or however you like to learn best, or Audible? Like what?
I would say the most helpful was is not learning from realtors, actually learning from other businesses. And I would say the number one that worked for me in my business and in my life is when I actually was curious about something and I was going to other businesses to learn how they doing it. That's when you actually get very fresh ideas, because we're learning a lot from each other and we have a lot of opportunities. But when you go to another business and learn from them, you can bring it over to yours and it just works fine. I learned a lot from decorations to mailing out the way other businesses do. And so I learned from other businesses. That's my main tip. And it costs nothing. You just go and you ask and they will share everything because you're not in their business. You're not their competition.
That's absolutely great advice. You know, I can see why you're an influencer and Instagram too. She's a butt kicker, guys. What about hobbies and interests outside of the business? Do you have any like hobbies, interests outside of? I know that you're
Actually my biggest love is hiking, but I didn't do hiking for maybe 4 years straight, just because I consistently was pregnant and having kids. And but I really my heart belongs to hiking, and I love to travel. I love to learn. I love to read books. Now from reading books, I switched to listening to books because of the drive. So my habits changing over time, but I still love dance, good movie, traveling and books.
Love it. What about like what educational class mentor has had the biggest impact on you?
Biggest impact are from two, since I'm a single agent, with some supporting team. I have a full-time transaction coordinator. and runner. Look at single agents who also produce a lot and how they're juggling business. So my business influenced by two people, really. I learned their business. I learned how they juggle it. One of them is Ricky Caruth, a single agent in Alabama who closes 100 transactions a year, just like me. So he gave me tips straight. I was talking to him. He helped me for free. And the second person is Quantavius Burdett. He's a single agent who also closes over 300 transactions a year. So I'm pretty impressed by him. So these are two people I'm learning from because we have the same model where single agents with supporting team in the back.
That's cool. What about a favorite quote or mantra? Do you have a favorite quote you could share?
I have one bad one where you have to cost, and I have one good one where you don't have to. So the good one is... The only person that can stop you from doing whatever you want is yourself. And that's my favorite because we really are the only ones that's stopping ourselves. And the second one, you want me to say the bad one?
Go for it. Yeah.
Why to worry about shit that happened yesterday if tomorrow you're going to have a new shit happening to you? I like
it. True.
Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome. What sets you apart, makes you different, Dee?
I guess my positivity, and I recover from stress very quick. I don't keep it inside. So I just, I think the inner me always says it is what it is and then deal with it. And I think that helps me in my business and in my life.
And that is also great advice for people to do their best to be like that. What do you believe has been the biggest reason or reasons for your success?
I'm not hunting the dollar amount, never did for sure. Never been greedy. So I truly help people when I want to help people. And I think they feel it because you feel when people doing it fakely or when they just tipping off and barely doing it for you. So my clients feel like I'm really sincerely doing it for them. And I think that's what was my sincerity was bringing me more clients.
I think you're right. What was your biggest failure, do you believe? And what did you learn from it?
My biggest failure was not listening to experienced agents, because a lot of times experienced agents in our area, we have great agents such as Casey Sampson, Donnie Sampson, even though he's not in production anymore. A lot of Lillian Jorgensen. I do call to get advice for them, but usually I never follow their advice. And then when it happens, I said I should have listened to them. So my biggest failure in my career is to listen to experienced agents when you already took advice from them. Because they're more experienced, they've been more in the business, and they always giving good advice if you reach out for it.
That's great advice. What is the greatest lesson you have ever learned?
The greatest lesson I learned is, I guess, get over it, you know, and
everything's keep moving. Temporary, right?
Yeah, everything is temporary. Yeah. Everything is temporary, exactly.
What would you like to be remembered for? I know you were in our 40 under 40 and you're young.
Yeah.
What would you like to be remembered for, do you think?
Just for the girl who came from outside of the United States and incredibly loves that country. My heart belongs to the United States and I'm a true citizen who loves this country and want to do best to improve all of our lives. Just, I don't know, not girl anymore, woman that did it, that made it, came to the United States and made it.
Well, you sure have. And thank you for sharing your story with Real Producers. And if y'all haven't read her story yet, it's December issue and beautiful. I'm going to show a couple more pages here too. Hey, love these photos. I love the kids.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being with us. And I'll see you at the next event coming up, Dee.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone.